In January of this year, Daybreak produced a special series called At Home in the Hood, Stories from Prince George's VLA Neighborhood. The VLA is an area of Prince George that has a reputation for crime, drugs, and violence. Now, we collected dozens of stories from this neighborhood, and they all stick with me. Some are sad, some are hopeful. But then there was this one, the story of Reza Akbari, a newcomer to Canada who was looking for a new home when he took a wrong turn. Enjoy.
When I came to Prince George, I was looking for a place to live, and I was at that time ELS student at the College of New Caledonia, so there was a binder. I made a list of people that they're looking for roommate, and of course, I didn't know, being one couple of weeks in Prince George, I didn't know what is the good area, what is the bad area. I was just, all I was concerned is what is my budget, and where can I go to be with budget. Obviously, I start with the lowest price, so I went to the hood area. I borrowed a friend's car and tried to find a place, and I'm gonna exactly name it. Okay, it was Strathcona Street. I never forget that street. And I couldn't. I went to the wrong Strathcona. There was a two street, but the second one, like a kind of a west and east. The second one, they were not right facing each other. They were just a few meters below everyone. I turned to the wrong one, and I was going up and down in the street. It was the first time in my life in Canada that I wanted to find the address, and I could not find the house number. So I went back. I remember I went back to the Parkwood Mall to find a public phone number, and I called the girl, tried to communicate, and said, I can't find your house. All I could understand, she asked me what is my car, and she said she's going to come outside. So I was driving slow and back to the same street. I saw a girl staring at my car. And I was like, okay. I slowed down. I even stopped before her, like a few meters before her. And she walked toward my car and jumped in. So I thought it's the same girl because I told her what my car looked like. And as soon as she just sat in my car, I said, like, very friendly. I said, like, hi, my name is Reza. Right at the bat, I figured out why she's not so friendly and kind of having an aggressive look to me. But I said, whatever, you know, cultural difference, whatever. She started talking. Of course, I couldn't understand. And I just said, okay, responding. And then until I hear a number, I exactly remember the price for the rent was $325. And she said $300. And I was like, whoa, what is $300? Like, it's $25 discount. Like, I thought she's giving me a discount, whatever. And then we were just continuing. I couldn't understand. Okay, and I just understand by she's moving her hand. He's asking me to start driving. And I start driving. And she was going left, right to the street. And I was like, where are we going? This is not a Strathcona. And then she said, okay, 150. And I was like, 150? What is that? Is it include heat and hydro? This is a part of the story that whenever I tell to my friends, everyone laugh about it. Even it's kind of get popular, and people ask me, hey Reza, start telling us your prostitute story. And yes, that's called, we name it the prostitute story. She told me BJ Ward for $60. I never forget that, and I didn't know what that means. When she starts showing with her hand, pretending what she... Because I think she got it that I'm not understanding what's going on here. My English is very poor. So she tried to act, and then I get what's going on. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. We are in the wrong spot. You don't want me, I don't want you. Look, no, this is a mistake. She was quite young, and she was not looking weird or something like that. She was completely looked fine and quite young, and wasn't, you know, kind of a strange way of dress up or something. So I couldn't imagine what she is asking, and I couldn't imagine I would run to that situation and think in Canada as a first world country and all of those things and glory of it. So we turned back to the same spot, and she wouldn't leave my car. And then I didn't know what is the rule in Canada, what is that, what should I do in this case. I was quite afraid and stuff, so I pulled over and I took my car key, came out of the car, and I asked her to leave my car. And then she wouldn't talk, and then the cops were passing by. I waved my hand, one cop pulled over, and then she ran to the cop. She was talking, I don't know what she was saying to the cop, and then a cop came to me, and I show him all my identification. I tried to act and basically tell him what was this story. I remember forget, as soon as I said, she said 150, I said, heat and hydro included, he just laughed. He laughed, and then he looked at my address, he took a drawer and a piece of paper that where I should go, and then I left, and then I don't know what happened to her, but anyway, that was the unique story that happened to me.